And it's funny. Actually, this is absolutely appropriate because the more things change, the more they stay the same.
That's right.
There's a lot of people who can identify with a wonderful event that's coming up. I'm reading this whole thing on ferrisfest.com. Joining me on the line is David Blanchard, who is the organizer. Correct, Mr. Blanchard? David?
Yes. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you. I just linked over to the eventbrite.com portion of this. Tell us a little bit about one. Let's start with when this is. When is Ferris Fest starting?
Okay, well, it's starting. First thing I want to tell you is my voice is a little bit shot because I've been talking to so many people for the last couple of days because this entire event went viral and it's kind of become sort of globally known, starting in Chicago. So we're going to be having this on May 20th through the 22nd. It's going to be pretty amazing. It's grown from a little idea that I had about a year ago where I was just thinking to myself, it'd be kind of cool to go to Chicago, and because I've been there before to see like some of the places where the movie was shot, and suddenly I'm like, why is nobody doing a 30th anniversary? And then the idea came up, me and a couple of friends were like, we should maybe think about doing something. So that was kind of where it was born.
Well, you've got a lot of great events planned. Obviously, there's a screening, so everyone can be in the mood. Is that the way you're kicking it off? You sort of have to see the movie. You've got some of the cast members, actually, the French maitre d', Cindy Pickett's also, is that her name, the mom?
Yes, Cindy Pickett and Lyman Ward are Ferris Bueller's parents, and Jonathan Schmock is the snooty, snotty maitre d' from the French restaurant scene. They're going to be there. Richard Roper, Chicago's own, is going to be moderating the Q&A. And we're working on getting more stars in the film. Excuse me, we're going all the way up to the top. So
right.
We are trying to...
I am Facebook friends with Alan Ruck, I will say that. I don't know that I...
Uh-huh.
That's about as far as I've gotten, huh?
Right. We're working on getting him as well. So we're kind of chipping away at everybody that we don't have yet to entice them to come. So we're hoping that certainly how large and wide that the news has been about our event will hopefully convince them.
Exactly. Well, you're off to a great start. So you're going to have a viewing with a Q&A at the John Hughes, and this is at the theater, the John and Nancy Hughes Theater, which is supported by the Hughes family. That's where the screening is going to be.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, I understand there's going to be some of the members of the family are going to be there in attendance. When you were asking me about if we're kicking off at the screening, no, screening is going to be Saturday night on May 21st.
Okay.
May 20th is, that's at night. May 20th, we're going to be having opening ceremonies to get things kicked off. We're going to have some music groups there. More details about that's going to be revealed soon. We're actually already lining up a couple of certain red Ferraris that are going to be there as well, and they're going to be around for the entire weekend.
What do you got to do to get a ride in one of the red Ferraris?
We're working on that. We're probably going to be giving that away as a little VIP prize. Not right yet, but soon we will.
Oh, very cool.
And then the sort of wrapped around the movie screening, the Q&A, which is Saturday night, we're going to have a two-day, two-part filming locations tour going all the way from Northbrook all the way down into downtown Chicago. And it's kind of going to be that for both days. Everyone will get on the buses and start at Lake Forest, and then we go to Northbrook, some of the other areas, and then down through Chicago and, the Art Museum, Willis Tower. And I still call it Sears Tower myself.
Oh, yeah. No. We do, too. We appreciate that. It is highly encouraged. Cameron's House, is that going to be one of the stops?
Cameron's House is going to be one of the stops, yes. And we are going to have one of the Ferraris there as well. That does not mean that we're going to have it inside. We're certainly hoping to contact the owners there. We've been sort of trying to do that to see if we might be able to kind of get in the driveway a little bit or maybe sort of gain some access. But, certainly out of respect, we don't want to do that without permission. So we're definitely going to go there and certainly, have the red Ferrari there. And some surprises. There's going to be some surprises that basically – just about every stop we made.
Well, and you got to figure people had to be bothering them for years after the movie was made trying to find where that house was in the woods.
Oh, I'm sure exactly. And it was on the market for a while, too. It was a couple of years, so.
Yeah.
I was like, man, if I had the box, I'd be there right in 2 seconds. But, so.
Okay, so you're going to have this event. Is it happening over over 3 days, from Friday through Sunday?
Yes.
You're also going to have a two-day, two-part bus tour of the locations. How are you recreating the parade scene? Okay, with a little twist
this
and shout.
This is a big question that everybody has for us, and that is we've had a lot of emails of people asking, where is the parade going to be, because we don't have it locked down yet. We are in talks with the city of Chicago mm-hmm. right now. We would love to have it, but I stress nothing is definite yet. We would love to have it at the exact location where it takes at Dearborn Street, where it takes place in the film.
Uh-huh.
We'd love to do it up there. You know, we need to sort of continue talks with the city about that. Hopefully that'll happen. If for some reason or other it's too cumbersome, or maybe it doesn't quite work out so that everybody has the best time ever, we absolutely are going to have it in Lake Forest right by the Gorton Community Center. So the town will kind of, you know, and we're going to be talking with them, so the town is going to be kind of hosting that parade. So, yes.
This all sounds like a lot of fun. The thing I always liked about Ferris Bueller's Day Off when I was a kid was seeing my city. You know who does not like this movie? Not one bit, not one little bit, Craig. Do you know who really, really dislikes this movie very much?
The guy after us?
Nick DiGilio really dislikes it. For me, I had a kind of a crush. I mean, like, if you had a crush on one of the actors, you're kind of all in. And Matthew Broderick could not have been more adorable. Breaking the fourth wall, like, I was blown away. I was a kid. I'm like, what is he doing? But there was, I think that's what a lot of us, were drawn to. Obviously it had the sort of high suspension of disbelief. The whole movie, you know, gets really ridiculous, but I don't know. I love the humor of it.
I dreamed of building that Rube Goldberg-esque machine to fake being sick. You know what I mean? You only can cry wolf so many times.
Well, speaking of which, you also, David, you also have somebody who has recreated the entire bedroom, including the mannequin and computer. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, we have an artist, designer, who is up in Canada. He's going to be coming down. She did this for a hotel up in Toronto, and I just happened upon the information about her creating it and just looking photos and everything and some videos, and I was just completely blown away at how meticulously perfect it is. It's walking right into the film. So we are going to have that. We definitely are going to have it downtown. We thought about having it up in Lake Forest, and we're like, you know, this thing is really blowing out, so we want to have it in downtown Chicago. It's going to be at a downtown Chicago hotel that we're probably going to announce in a few days. So that everybody, you know, we didn't want to have it. So, you know, it's great to have things up in Lake Forest, but this room is getting so much response, and certainly we're selling a lot of tickets for everything, especially the room. And we want to have it so it's easily accessible for the entire city.
So everyone,
downtown.
All of this information, by the way, if you're curious, is at ferrisfest.com. And there are links to tickets, to locations, and there's also information about the actors. Lyman Ward, who played the dad. Jonathan Schmock, who was the snooty French maitre d'. And Cindy Pickett, who played mom. Is there are any of these Chicago actors, or these are folks that are flying in for the event?
Everyone is flying in from the event. I believe Jonathan is in New York. Yes, he's coming from New York, and Cindy and Lyman are out this way in Los Angeles, which of course is where I am.
And then you also have Richard Roper, who is lined up to host the screening on Saturday night, and a little bit of Q&A and things like that. That'll be fun. Very cool.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, as I said, we certainly have more people that we're in the midst of contacting and sort of luring in to do this, and you know, I think we are going to get some more faces that are really going to entice and entertain people.
Again, what I've always loved is really just the postcard that it was. You got Wrigley. Are you gonna, now? Are there any Cubs games that weekend? I'm guessing that's a little bit harder to arrange.
No, there's no Cubs game going on that weekend. And the funny thing is, I'm basing this on one of my co-organizers who had mentioned, he said, I checked into it, there's no game going on there, and I just took his word for it. So I believe that's correct. There is no game going on that weekend. We have to talk with them. I began a discussion a little bit with them about, you know, certainly we want to come in there and we want to go to the seats, if they're still there. I believe that they are still there because I know the renovation is going on.
Right. They weren't in the bleachers. Were they under? They were under the upper deck, weren't they? I can't remember what baseline they were along.
No, they were on like the third baseline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had pretty decent seats, if I recall correctly. Yeah, some of the bleachers have been moved around. But no, this will be very fun, especially for people who love the movie, people who love Chicago, get to see different parts of it. Maybe, you know, maybe you don't go up to Northbrook or go to the Sears Tower very often, and everything in between.
Right, exactly. And of course, everything's going to be geared towards, you know, appreciation for the movie. And it's going to be an adventure. We're going to have little things along the way, and certainly we're going to have clips from the movie as we go to each location to kind of play up. You know, it's great to see the scene from the movie, and then you roll up and there's the location. And, you know, as I said, we're going to have some surprises along the way and some interaction. recreating scenes from the movie. So it's not just going to be, hey, we roll in, well, here it is, here's the school, and here's this, and, you know.
Right, you want to be kind of, you want to immerse yourself into the experience sort of
exactly.
in the moment.
And that's what we want to do. It's not just sort of like drive by, there it is, hi, okay.
Oh, believe me, hey, you're talking to a girl who drove out of her way to go where they filmed Field of Dreams so I could run the base pass. So, I have a friend of mine fall off the bleachers so and pretend he was choking on a hot dog. So I'm all in on stuff like this.
Nice. I've actually been there a number of times, and I have a lot of friends in Iowa who live in that town. So, yeah.
It's a fun stop, by the way, for anybody else who's
wondering. It's a great stop. I love that place. It's literally, that's one of the places that's literally like walking right into the movie.
It really is.
The car, mm-hmm. And there it is. And you just hear, you know, like the crickets, you hear the wind going through the grass. And it's just,
well, again.
And I really appreciate that. When you go to a place which is, you know, it's not like, oh, this is just a facade and they put it up in the movie. It's like, it's a real place and it feels like you're really sort of stepping into the film.
Exactly. So, were you saying, Brandon?
I was just going to ask if this was heaven.
It was Iowa.
You're right. No, it's Shermer, Illinois.
Yeah. And that's, and again, that's the thing about Ferris Fest. It'll be fun to sort of, you know, because it's Chicago. I mean, really, it's getting to explore and see that, you know, this was filmed here. This is where the parade was. This is where they,
right.
You know, obviously I believe the observation deck at Sears Tower is a little bit different. But exciting. Very cool.
Yeah, Skydeck and everything. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I know we're in the midst right now of adding, you know, more elements to it. So we're going to be making more announcements, which you see on the schedule is, you know, that's, we're absolutely doing all of that, but there's little, you know, aspects and little treats here and there that we're going to be still adding. So,
well, yeah. We want to catch up with you next month. Let us know about some of the elements that get added. And if everybody else, go to ferrisfest.com to keep track of the events as they unfold. Thank you so much, David Blanchard. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And hopefully see you guys when we're in town. That'd be great.
Oh, that'd be perfect. All right. Have a great night. Go rest your voice, will you? You know why?
I will.
All right. Because it's getting pretty late. Okay. More after this on 720 WGN.